This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek on this great Monday morning, the first of the year. I don't know if you people knew it or not, and I guess you don't really give a damn, but last weekend I was in the hospital, had 45 stitches put on my head. I had a brain aneurysm. They took everything out and let me out 2 days later, said that it was unbelievable that they couldn't understand how it could all been taken out. Nothing else was wrong. I'm even better than normal. And I thought 2 days in the hospital, I know my enemies don't like it. My friends, I don't know if they give a damn one way or the other. And I don't really give a damn, but I'm back out. And you'll hear other radio personalities. They'll talk what you want to hear. I'm going to talk what I want to talk about. And if it interests you, fine. If it doesn't, I understand. Go to another station, because you've heard me time and time and time again. I don't care. This is about what I want to talk about. Just like if you had a radio show, if you wanted to talk about whatever, you'd be talking about it. But it's amazing. It's just amazing how people want everybody to watch what they want to watch. They want you to hear what they want to tell you. And, you know, a lot of times that's good. Sometimes it's not. And I think today, starting the new year, what a great day. You know, the FCC is trying to take our license. And if they take our license, that's okay. They can say that I own the stations, which I don't. But I can always work for somebody else, and I will. And I won't let these bastards back me. They're gonna say what they want, and they're gonna try to do what they want. But on the same note, we can always say and do what the hell we want. Let's get started. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. You know, being an ex-police officer, you know, I know about the crime. I'm an ex-homicide detective in East St. Louis. I'm an ex chief of police in Washington Park, three times actually. I was chief of police in Valmar, Illinois. And it's amazing. It's amazing how people always want to flip the script and tell you the way it was when it wasn't. But now they tell me in St. Louis and Kansas City, there's a battle spike in the homicides throughout the last year, and especially throughout the last 2 weeks, the last holidays. But Missouri's two biggest cities saw a jump in homicides in 2019. And again, they don't talk about it. They put it out on the air, they put it out in the newspaper, and then it's gone. You know, they want to talk about their politics. They want to talk about their black-white politics. They want to talk about their nigger politics. They want to talk about all their racist politics. But they don't want to take care of the serious subjects. And the serious subject is, for St. Louis and Kansas City, the battle spike in homicides. But what are they doing about it? They're not doing a damn thing. They're writing about it. They're giving it a little bit of crap. And then they're moving on. Now, we can listen to all these radio stations and television stations, and they can say what a bad job Trump has done and what he's done over in the foreign countries and how bad a guy he is, and that Pelosi now wants to stop him doing things, and they want to come up with different rules and laws, and that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. It's amazing. It's amazing how people will say that things will get better if Pelosi and the Democrats let them get better. And that's not true. They haven't got better for the last 3 years. They're not going to get better. Donald Trump, I believe, and again, he's far, far, far from being perfect, but he's the best we have. I believe he's going to get reelected, and I think the next 4 or 5 years, the Democrats are finally going to decide, hey, we're going to have to back off a little bit, maybe not totally, but we're going to have to back off a little bit and let these son of a bitches know that we'll be able to work with them. But it's amazing how when it comes and goes with all the news media, that everybody gets their say, and then it's like, that's the only say. You guys can watch CSNBC, you can watch all these other radio stations, these guys in Washington and in New York and in California, and they really, really, really think that they're something. You people have listened to them. They really, really think that they're something because you're listening to what they have to say. Their opinion is just like my opinion, just like your opinion, just like anybody else's opinion. It's someone's opinion. We have every right to discuss what we want any way we want, and maybe not be agreed upon, but at least for the people to take the time to listen to what we have to say. And they don't like that. You get all these cities all throughout the country, they all want to play hardball politics. But at the end of the day, hardball politics are going to get you nothing. It's going to get your opinion against somebody else's opinion, against somebody else's opinion. And it's not going to cause any grief at all. It's just going to piss people off because they're going to say, well, this should have been done. That could have been done. Why wasn't this done? People just, at this point in time, and you guys know it, people just normally don't give a damn anymore. You know, they're going to speak their little piece, then they're going to let it go, and they're going to hope that everybody goes along with their program. But if they don't go along with their program, then everybody else is going to get pissed off. Hey, how come Bob Romanek didn't agree with this? How come Bob Romanek didn't agree with that? We can agree to disagree every day, and I appreciate people. I don't have to like what somebody says to appreciate what they say. And it's a shame. It's a shame how we let this crap go and everybody just lets it go by and go by and go by. Then they move on to something else. You know, we've got all the problems going on all throughout this great nation of ours, all throughout this world of ours. And I honestly believe that Donald Trump has done a decent job, not a perfect job, and I will tell everybody, I don't think Donald Trump has done a perfect job at all. I think he's done a decent job. But you get all people on CSNBC, MSNBC, CNN, talk about what a lowlife, no good for nothing son of a bitch Donald Trump is, how he screwed up everything, and how they need to change it. They need to change it. They're not going to be able to change it. It has to be changed by the people. And the people aren't them. The people are us. And again, we can sit back and everybody can say, hey, that crazy Romanek, you know, he's just an idiot. And at times I can be. I can be as big an idiot as anybody. There's times that I can be fairly intelligent, times that I can be an idiot, times that I can be a good guy, times that I can be a bad guy. But it's amazing when you sit back and you let somebody else take the bull by the horns and you listen to them and pay no attention to what everybody else is saying. You know, Donald Trump, good man, made a lot of money, had a lot of lawsuits against him, I understand. And I agree with him on some and disagree with him on others. But that doesn't make him a perfect man. It doesn't make me a perfect man, you a perfect man or a perfect woman. But we have to always fight the fight to keep it going. Now, people will say, well, let's just back off this. Let's back off that for a while. I say, why the hell do you want to back off anything? There's no sense of backing off anything if it's a cause that you believe in. Let's go around now to the Illinois side. And I had met this gentleman a couple times and appeared to be a decent guy. Randy Gorey, he's the big shot attorney from the Edwardsville, from the Madison County area. He was found dead Saturday, January the 4th, about 9 p.m. in his house in rural Edwardsville. He was found dead at his home, and they said that a black 2020 Rolls Royce was taken from the address. Now, that's a $250,000+ car, a 2020 Rolls Royce. Now, they have somebody of interest. I think they've taken into custody. They haven't exactly charged them at this time, I don't think. But it amazes me. This is in today's paper, January the 6th. Person of interest, strong person of interest in custody after Edwardsville attorney found dead. They've got a picture of the Madison County Sheriff's car. And they've got a great, great, great big article about Randy Gorey. And it's a shame. Randy Gorey, I believe, was 47 years old, was decent and honorable to all the people in Madison County, St. Clair County. Not perfect, and I've said that to everybody. There's nobody perfect, but I think he did a great job. But for some reason at this point in time, I don't know, I'm sure some people know, but want to know why that he was murdered. That's amazing. People will sit back and say, well, if he'd have been some kind of bum, he'd have got two lines on the 12th page paper, and nothing would have ever been said or done. But now, since a man with millions and millions and millions of dollars to be found dead at his home, they're making a big to-do about it. Now, I don't care if it's him or the bum out on the street. When somebody kills you, you're dead. When somebody kills you, you're dead. When they find who killed you, they're going to be charged. They're going to be put in jail. Hopefully, they're going to be found guilty, and they're going to do whatever time needs to be done. But it amazes me. It just amazes me how in this day and age that people can sit back and talk all the crap all day long. And here's the problem. Here's the big problem in my eyes, being an ex-homicide detective, being an ex-chief of police. Problem in my eyes, there's 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 people who really respected Randy Gorey. Now, I know a lot of people knew him, and a lot of people probably thought that he was a decent guy, but they're making this front page top fold in today's paper, in today's local paper, St. Clair Madison County paper. And it's amazing. It's no difference, again, than if he was the biggest bum on the street. He was found dead. They're going to investigate. They're going to try to find out what's going on. And we'll just have to take it from there. But he was a leader. He was a leader in the Madison County area. Gave all kind of money. Donated, I believe, $2.5 million to the development of the Gorey family ice rink that was coming up in Madison County. And but anyway, let's take some calls. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. My name is Jerry, and I'm a first-time caller. I'm a proud white man.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to ask you a question. Do we give Iran money like we do all the other asshole countries?
Yes, we do, Jerry. It's a matter of fact, we give all these countries that take our money, shake our hand, and as soon as we leave, they start talking bad about us and want to kill us. But yeah, we've given them money in the past, and I'm sure we'll give it in the future, as we've given all these smaller countries. And it's amazing, Jerry, don't you think, that crap happens and we just have to keep moving on?
You got that right. Yeah, because look at World War II. France was blown apart. We rebuilt it. what, 4, 5, 6, 10 years after that, they kicked us out. They didn't want us in there no more.
Yeah.
Why give them money when they don't want us in?
You know what, Jerry, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And you're exactly right. You're a very intelligent man on this great, great start of the first of the year. They take our money. They'll kiss our ass while we're giving them the money. And then as soon as we leave, they're talking about us like the dogs they think we are. But that's just the way Jerry and everybody else that's listening all throughout this great country of ours. I think that's the way people are. They're going to take our money. They're going to talk good about us until we leave. And then they're going to talk bad about us and keep going the direction they're going. I think that happens all throughout this great world of ours. I don't think it just happens in the United States. I think it happens over in Europe. I think it happens in Africa. I think it happens all over. But the problem is, people like us, Jerry, like me and you and everybody else, we figure, hey, we'll just let it go. We're just going to let it go because it'll end up wearing itself out. But when I say that, I think back, and I think all the countries that we've given money to, and the next week, the next month, the next year, they're talking about us like dogs. And they continue to talk about us like dogs until what? Until they need more money. And once they need more money, then it's, hey, you guys are nice guys again. And it's amazing. It's amazing how we let this crap continue to go, and do nothing about it. Now, we'll talk about it at the restaurants, the bars, maybe even on radio or television. But at the end of the day, they're going to take our money, they're going to give us hell, and they're going to continue to give us hell. And that's just part of our lives throughout this great world. So we're just going to have to tolerate it. Getting back real quick before we go to break to talk about the attorney, the 47-year-old attorney from Madison County, Randy Gorey. He was a good man. I've got some information on him, and he did donated a lot of money. Of course, he had a lot of money to donate. He had millions of dollars, and he gave some back. And of course, not going to take it all and give it away. You're going to keep some of it. But they're asking with anyone with any information to call the major case squad. And here's the problem. They want you to call the major case squad on this case, and I understand that. But what about all the other cases? What about the 4 or 5 homicides in Madison County in the last 5 or 6 years? What about all the homicides in East St. Louis every year? What about all the homicides throughout St. Louis every year? They put a little play in the paper, then they expect, hey, what the hell's going on? We'll just let it go because we've got better things to do. And that's the problem. That's the problem. They want to pick and choose. They want to pick and choose what they're doing. They want to make something that's important. They want to keep it important. But other cases that are just as important, even though the people had no money, maybe didn't even have a job. They were somebody's family. They deserve the same treatment as everybody else. They deserve the same treatment as everybody else. They just don't get it. It's not understanding how people can take one person and say, hey, he's a lot more important than another person. It's just, I don't know why that happens or how it happens. Let's take another call before break. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Yes, sir. Well, you said at the beginning of the program that sometimes you're wrong. And
I've been wrong plenty of times.
Yes. Well, on this point, you're 100% right. You were talking about the Governor Parsons being in the Old Boys Club. And I was hoping that you were wrong on that when he took that spot. But you said, be careful because you never know. Well, I know you talked about on Friday that he's on the wrong side of the gambling issue. He just made an announcement not too long ago that Missouri is open to accepting refugees, so he's on the wrong side of that. He talked about last month about we need to review and look closely at gun control again. We don't need to look at gun control at all. That's not the issue. It's the people issue, not the gun control. So you were 100% right. I've been thinking about moving. You know, of course, I live over here with Porky Pig Kretzler. And, I want to get out of the state, and I was thinking about going to Missouri. But if we have somebody like this that's going to mess up Missouri, too, don't need to go there. But you were 100% right. I believe that this same GOP establishment that set up guys like Romney and Ryan and McCain and all those guys, that's the same GOP that set up this guy, the old boys club, and we don't need them anymore.
You know what, Mark, I believe you're right, but I have to maybe somewhat disagree with you. I think the Democrats can be just as bad, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I would never vote for a Republican again if the Democrats weren't so god-awful. Yeah. Absolutely.
But you know, it's really amazing, Mark. You sit around and you sound like a very, very well-educated man. You sit around and you think, well, if I go this direction, this is going to happen. If I go that direction, that's going to happen. So you really don't know at the end of the day which direction to follow to not only help out you, but help out our community. And I think you and every other decent Democrat or Republican, man, woman, black or white, I think they get to the point where it's, we better do something because we don't give a damn at the end of the day. And most people, I'll say this to you, Mark, and maybe you want to disagree with me. Most decent people, either Democrats or Republicans, are going to vote their conscience. They're not going to vote just because somebody's a Democrat or a Republican. I think that happened in the past, but don't you think that's changing a little bit in the future?
I do believe it is. I do believe it. And let me add one more thing. I'm happy that you're okay. Glad that you went. Hey, I know how come they got you out of the hospital so quickly.
Why is that?
They weren't going to put up with you.
Hey, you know what, Mark? Hey, thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate that. You have a good 2020. If you need us, you know where we're at every day. And you have a good one. Thanks for the call.
Okay, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I had some other callers and had a caller say that they left the good stuff in my brain and wish me so many good years. And I sincerely appreciate that. See, I'm a nobody. I'm poor white trash from the housing projects in East St. Louis, from the Roosevelt homes. I know where I came from. I busted my ass, made a lot of money, and I've made millions of dollars. And I've earned every penny. And most of you people out there that have legally earned your money have legally earned every penny that you've made. But at the end of the day, people don't give a damn about their neighbors. They just give a damn about themselves. And I think that's probably the way, it's supposed to be. You're supposed to give a damn. If you don't give a damn about yourself first, you're not going to give a damn about anybody. But people will say, yeah, I care about this person, I care about that person. And that's good. It's good to care about everybody. But at the end of the day, you have to care about yourself. You have to care about yourself because if you don't care about yourself, nobody else is going to care about you. And everybody knows that. Hey, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. I feel 5,000% better. I think 2020 is going to be a good year. I know we had a pretty good conversation on Friday, and I was just feeling up. I just got out of the hospital on Wednesday, and it's amazing. It's amazing how some people can get operated on and everything be fine. Other people get operated on and end up dying. But I think at the end of the day, it's all about what's going to happen to you when you're out there on the street. It's all about, can you train yourself, whether you're educated or not? Can you get yourself an education? Can you get yourself an education and not just think for you, but think for the people around you? Because at the end of the day, this world's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest son of a bitch that you ever, ever, ever want to hear on the radio. You know, we were talking about Madison County earlier and did a read up on Steve Wigington, the ex-U.S. attorney from the Southern District of Illinois. He's had three DUIs. Whether he's guilty or not, I don't know. I think he pled out to one or two of them. I do have to say that I think he's done a great job as an attorney in the past. I think he's a decent man. And all of us have problems. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. They want to push that crap out that he was the ex-U.S. attorney and he's had three UIs in 2.5 years. And maybe he has, and maybe he's guilty. But, you know, people are guilty of a lot of things that they never get caught with. You know how many people drive down the street at night after having 4, 5, or 6, 7 drinks after getting off work, being doctors, lawyers, and whatever? They make it home safe. They're still driving drunk. They just didn't get caught driving drunk. But I read this in one of the newspapers, and I thought to myself, you know, they're really coming after Wigington for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't know if they'd come after just a regular person as hard as they come after after Steve Wigington. And again, maybe he deserves it. And they talked about how his speech was slurred and he smelled of alcohol, stumbled when exiting his vehicle, couldn't follow the eye stimulus, and had to be caught by officers after taking 6 steps. You know, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. We all sit there and we want to chastise everybody else. The biggest thing is to say, hey, maybe that man was wrong. Maybe he did wrong. If he did wrong, maybe a situation needs to be adjusted. But you don't want to take somebody and just throw them out in the cold water just because they've made a mistake. And I guarantee you, there's a lot more people in this country, probably 70, 80, 90%, that have made mistakes that haven't got caught. And just thankful that they haven't got caught, but these are the same son of a bitches that want to go around and chastise everybody else for what somebody else has done. You know, we can't have that kind of crap. We're going to have to take everybody for what they are, everybody for being a human being, everybody for saying we all make mistakes. Now, some people will do that, but you know as well as I do, there's other people in this world that just want to talk bad about everybody. And at the end of the day, that's nice. You can talk bad about whoever you want to talk bad about. But whenever somebody catches you catches you in a situation like that, what the hell do you think they expect? But no, it never ever really works that way, does it? I want to go to Ohio, and because I go all around the block, I want to go to Ohio, and it says gun safe storage laws go nowhere. Go nowhere, do you hear me? In Ohio, they're trying, some of the politicians are trying to make it where they have gun safe storage laws where you can have to have your guns hidden, you can't have them out in the open, you can't take them with you for self-protection. But the gun safe laws, storage laws, going nowhere in the entire state of Ohio. It says not long after the founding of the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence, organizers began advocating for a safe gun storage laws. Nobody, not one of the counties in that entire state, went for that. They're all saying, hey, you've got every right to own guns. It says, I don't want you to have guns in your, I don't want to give up your guns. I have guns in my home, the lady said. I want you to lock them up. The problem lies with responsibility. It doesn't rely with, do you have a gun tied up, or you have a gun that you can't reach, or you have a gun that for some reason they're saying that's illegal to have. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing when it comes to that point. But people are kind of crazy. People are crazy. They're going to follow their own lead. They're going to follow their own lead, and they're going to say what they want when they want. Let's go ahead and take some more callers. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the dark side.
I'm calling about this Steve Woodington. You know, he gets what he deserves. You know, there's policemen that he was all in the news bragging how he took them out. And, you know, them guys stick together, but they're out there fighting criminals every day. They had a few drinks and made a few mistakes in their life, but he was bragging all over the news how he took them cops out. So, you know, and every time he's got a DUI, it's been in an accident. So how many DUIs has he got by with?
You know what, Mike, I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you, and I've said this before, that Steve Wigington's been a friend of mine 25 years. I think he's a good man. I don't think he's a perfect man, as I don't think I'm perfect, and I don't believe that you're probably perfect. But at the end of the day, Mike, you're right. You know, people have to take their mistakes, and they have to address their mistakes, and they have to live up to their mistakes and do what they think's right. But I did read a little bit where he says, do you know who I am? But if that was the alcohol talking, Mike, if that was the alcohol talking, you know, that's when he's not totally involved in the conversation, because he's had too much alcohol to drink. But don't you think that he's no better or no worse than anybody else?
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but the bottom line is, he was all on the newspaper bragging how he put these cops in jail. He thought it was a big issue, you know, because he did it because they made a few mistakes. But the bottom line is, the whole situation is, you know, they deal with hard criminals every day. That's enough to make anybody make mistakes. When you deal with the same thing every day, and you got judges and the people just turn them loose, judge and jury just let them go. You know, you got people over in St. Louis that commit murder, kill people drunk, and they let them probation, and you get a cop that does one little bad thing, they give him time in prison.
No, Mike, I agree. And thank you for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Very good thought. You're exactly right. There's a lot of times where they want to let the crap bums go, give them probation, give them a light sentence, and they want to screw with the professional people. And I think that's came the last 4, 5, or 6 years. When people are saying, hey, these police officers aren't any better. And I agree with that. Being an ex-police officer, I never thought I was better than anybody else. And I never thought I was worse than anybody else. But you're exactly right, Mike. And again, thanks for the call. Some of these people, I don't care if they're law enforcement, if they're judges, if they're lawyers. And not most of them, because most of them are very, very, very decent people. But you'll find some of them will think just because they're police officers that they can get away with crap that nobody else can get away with. And I think at the end of the day, that hurts the whole judicial system, because people will say, how the hell does he think that he can get away with that just because he's a police officer, just because he's trained to carry a badge and a gun? What makes him feel that he can get off with that? And I've thought that time and time and time again, but at the end of the day, you have to address the situation and you have to make the best. You have to make the best of sometimes a bad situation. You know, we talked earlier about Parsons over in the state, the once great state of Missouri, and I have to say, I think all these states were once great states, but they've got lawsuits, targets, rogue gambling video companies, and that's what really kind of pisses me off, because they know that at the end of the day, all this gambling, if it's not legalized at this point, is going to be legalized down the road. And I would venture to say that in the state of Missouri, within the next 2, 3, 4, 5 months, before the summer, I'd be honest to say that Missouri will have all their video games, and they have it at their casinos now. It's all regulated and legalized. I think they'll have it in all these taverns. I think it'll be legalized, because I think people are going to decide, we can't take the money, we can't take the time out to try to bust these little side cafes, to bust these little side taverns, because they've got poker machines. Let's just do like we've done with the gambling throughout the state as far as all the casinos. Let's just go ahead and let them gamble. Let's go ahead and tax them properly. I know in Illinois, some places, the taxes are 25%. And people at this point, only being a week or so old, people at this point are saying, hey, it's no big deal. But I have to tell you, at the end of the day, I think it is a big deal, because that money all throughout each and every state adds up and adds up and adds up. And before you know it, it's millions of dollars. Now, I have to say, and I hope it doesn't happen, but I have to say, I think it will. At the end of the day, they're going to have so many poker machines all throughout the state of Illinois, all throughout the state of Missouri, all throughout the state of Kansas, Kentucky, all over, that it's not going to be a big deal. And I honestly think, at the end of the day, they've got legalized drugs, which they never had in the past. They've got legalized gambling, which they never had in the past. They've got legalized beer in the past that they didn't have. And I honestly think, before it's all said and done, that they're going to legalize prostitution. And I say that to the fact that prostitution, in my opinion, is probably the worst of all four evils. Somebody wants to go in and have sex with somebody, it's going to be regulated by the government. It's going to be regulated by the authorities. And they're going to go in and they're going to pay for sex. They're going to have sex. They're going to leave and everything's going to be fine. Then they're probably going to go to the bar and have a couple beers. And on their way home, they're going to hit and get some marijuana and stop off at the betting tracks, or stop off at the casinos to do a little gambling. And I don't see anything wrong with that. If it's all handled properly, I see nothing wrong with it. Lines are always open. Again, we are America's Voice of Freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriots.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to The all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. As always, welcome back to the last few minutes. I want to thank everybody that's called today. Many, many, many people who didn't want to get on the air but wanted to thank me or thank the hospitals or the doctors for taking good care of me. And I have to say, it is a miracle. And I've been taken care of. Nothing appears to be wrong. All the major problems that could have happened, and they worked with me to stop it. You know, some people don't get as lucky. Some people die on the operating table. But I have to say, it was a, you know, it was a great, great situation for me. And again, I'm not that religious, but I want to thank whoever helped along the way. I want to thank whoever helped along the way to give me whatever help we could get. Let's take one more call before we get out of here. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, how are you doing today? I'm glad you're back and well.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Prayers went out to you.
Well, thank you.
But I'm calling about these sleaziness going on in Illinois. It's ridiculous.
Now, what are you talking about?
The governor's a failed governor. They're going to have legalized marijuana. Why? Hell, just legalize all kinds of dope.
Yeah, no, you know, I agree.
It's going to cause crime, and, you know, I would hate to be a policeman in Illinois. I mean, it's like, okay, well, you got a bunch of dope, and, you know, it's just getting beyond ridiculous.
You know, Mike, you sound like a very intelligent man, and I do agree with you, and it's getting to the point where, you know, they're saying, hey, let's let the prostitution go, let's let the dope go, let's let the gambling go, let's let the alcohol go. There's not going to be, down the road 20, 30 years, I'm not going to see it, Michael, and hopefully maybe you will. But I think all these laws are going to go by the wayside, and I think people are just going to be doing what the hell they want to do. What do you think?
Oh, it's going to definitely go down that road. There's prostitution going on in Illinois right now, in Brooklyn, Illinois.
Oh, I agree.
I know that for a fact. They get a massage, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I think you do.
Yeah. And you know what, though, Michael? Let me tell you, and I appreciate the call. We don't have a lot of time. Thanks for the call, and you have a good week. But at the end of the day, there's prostitution going on all throughout this country. There's drugs, illegal drugs going on all throughout this country, illegal marijuana. And it's to the point, Mike and everybody else, it's to the point where we're going to have to either stand tall or just down the road, just let it go. I mean, it can't be both ways, and it's not going to be both ways. So we'll have to worry about it. We'll have to think about it. We've got a whole new year, 2020, to try to get back on the right track, and hopefully we can do that. So again, as always, thank everybody for the last 2 weeks that have called, sent letters, sent notes, telling me thanks for getting better. And it wasn't my fault I got better, but I'll take the credit for it. But you know, I'm back to stay, and I think a lot of good people, even though we may not agree, are back to stay. As always, though, let's continue the fight. Let's continue the fight to acknowledge these no-count, low-life, good-for-nothing bastards. And as always, you've heard me day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. As always, let's destroy these no-count, good-for-nothing son of a bitches. Let's destroy them. Let's destroy them before they destroy all of us decent people out there that are going to make mistakes. We just have to live up to our mistakes, take care of our mistakes, and move on. So let's continue to unite to expose and destroy these no-good son of a bitches. Destroy them before they destroy us. Never, never, as I always say, never, 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 nothing violently. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here. on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch. The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.